So we're here at a Christmas party, and this is Laura. And Laura, my question to you is, what's your favorite thing about Christmas?
I think my favorite part about Christmas is just how everyone gets a little nicer this time of year. Like I was running errands earlier, and just everyone was, I don't know, they were just friendly and no one was angry at everyone. Everyone was fine waiting in line at the post office. It was just, everyone gets a little more festive and a little nicer to each other. And I think that's really great.
It's the spirit of the season.
You're right.
And this is Sue. And Sue, my question to you is, what does Christmas mean to you?
Christmas is a time of year that represents family and represents hope and it represents peace. And the reason for peace that I believe is that Jesus came as a baby in the manger, as we have heard many times in stories. And so that's what Christmas means to me.
Okay, thank you. Talking with Mitchell. And Mitchell, the question is, what's your favorite Christmas memory?
My favorite Christmas memory would have been, can't remember the year, 97 or so. My children were small and there was a big toy craze over this toy called the Furby. If anybody remembers that, it was a little talking fur ball kind of thing. Looked a little like Steven Spielberg's Gremlin. Anyway, they were very hard to get. We had kind of told the kids, we had four kids that all wanted one, that probably wasn't going to happen. They went from a retail price of $50 up to maybe $250. Anyway, somehow my wife was able to locate enough to give them to the kids, and they screamed their heads off for 30 minutes when they opened them. So that was pretty fun.
Yeah, you hit a home run, in other words.
Yes,
yeah,
absolutely. The kids loved us for a while.
Until they had to do the dishes.
Yeah, it all came back around.
Hey, thank you. Yeah. And this is Robin. And Robin, my question for you is, what's Christmas mean to you?
What does Christmas mean to me? Well, so I grew up in a place where we didn't have seasons. So when I moved up here, I started to really appreciate Christmas as a celebration of the return of light and just like an opportunity to sort of revel in the changing of seasons. And now I have a daughter whose birthday is right before Christmas, so that brings a whole extra layer of meaning and lots of fun. Just a big celebration.
Yeah. And how old's your daughter?
She is almost 4.
All right. Prime time for Christmas.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We're talking with Emmett, and Emmett has got on a face mask because he's observing precautions here. But Emmett, do you have any family traditions for Christmas?
Yeah, we always like to try and go skiing on Christmas Day, usually less of a crowd, and it's a great way to open some new skis or a board in the morning and then go hit the slopes.
That sounds like the thing to be doing here in Sandpoint.
Oh, yeah, and I think this year is going to be good for skiing.
Yeah. Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
We're here with a table full of ladies who are doing some volunteer work for the Rock Creek Alliance right now. And we're talking about Christmas. And I'm going to start with Diane. Diane, what's your favorite Christmas memory?
So my favorite memory is when my grandmother and grandfather were from Italy. And every Christmas, my grandmother would make homemade ravioli, cheese ravioli, for our whole family that would gather all aunts and uncles and the kids and everything. And it was a big family-wide operation. She would have this giant board where she would roll out the pasta dough, handmade pasta dough, and with a dowel rod. And then we'd all, you know, she'd line up all the stuffing and roll the dough up once, and we'd cut it all out, and we'd have all our little forks with dough and seal all the edges, and then we'd line up all the ravioli on the dining room table, cover it with damp cloth so it wouldn't dry out, and then all the kids would be in charge of sealing all the ravioli and putting them out on the table, and then we'd have our big Christmas ravioli dinner. So that's my favorite memory.
Wow, that's a good one to have, I'll tell you. Sandy, your turn. I'm going to ask you, what's your favorite thing or things about Christmas?
I have several favorite things about Christmas. Christmas cookies, Christmas songs, Christmas lights in town and on, you know, on the houses and the trees. The downtown is beautiful. And just the gathering of friends and family.
Okay. That sounds like a home run all the way around. Ellen, here's a question for you. What's Christmas mean to you?
I was not raised with Christmas. I was raised with Hanukkah. And when I was older, my mom and I made up the word Krishanika to blend it because by that time, I sort of was celebrating Christmas, although I had never had a tree. But I learned about the solstice, so I added to the word, and it became Chrysalhan. And that stayed for quite a while. Then I learned about Kwanzaa, so it became Chrysalhanza. And then I learned about Ramadan, and it became Chrysalhanzadan. And then I added winter, became Chrysalhanzadanter. And then I learned about St. Lucia Day from a friend of mine. So it became Chrysalhanzadanter Lucia. But Thanksgiving and Hanukkah overlapped a couple years ago. So I added to it again, and it became Chrysalhanzadanter Lucia Giving. So that's what I celebrate. And I've trademarked the name, so no one can steal it. And I like the lights of the winter, but I think it's gotten very commercialized. So a part of me gets very Scrooge-like this time of year, and I have to battle that battle to stay joyful. So happy Chrysalhanzadanter Lucia Giving.
That is so perfect. And for our listeners, I'm going to get you to spell that out for us, and I'll add it with a podcast on this, spelled out, okay? We'll put the trademark symbol by it.
Sure.
Okay, one more. Chrisanna, what does Christmas mean for you?
Christmas is my second most favorite time, Thanksgiving being my favorite. What Christmas means for me is it's about keeping Christ in Christmas. My church is spirituality, and what Christmas means to me is coming together, and it's a season of gratitude. In the church, it's about Advent, but for me, it's a season of gratitude. All of the blessings that I have, all of the friends and family that I have, and it's a tradition with me that before every meal, we say grace. And Christmas is another day to do that. It's another day to be grateful. It's another day to connect with people. And I spent quite a bit of time, I'm from Canada. I just moved here 3 weeks ago with my sweetheart. And for many years, what we would do is we would go to a church that we'd never been to before and just go in and see how different cultures and different people celebrated Christmas. So, yeah, I'm like you, Sandy. It's the lights. I love driving around, we call it Christmas tree light looking with hot chocolate and cookies and go around and look at lights. And it's the season. It's the intention of coming together and having gratitude and having praise.
Well, thank you all. And can we all say it together? Merry Christmas!